This is a dictation for Angela Alston, ANGELAALSTON, Data Services, 827, 2024. The date of birth is 5/22/66. Date of accident is 12/1/2022, where the patient was involved in a frontal collision as a restaurant driver. Leading to headaches and pain syndrome affecting the neck, mid-back, lower back, both shoulders, and numbness and tingling of the first, second, and third finger of both hands, pain in the both hips and both knees, right ankle pain. Usually the pain were quite severe. Patient was initially seen on 12/5/2022, 4 days after the accident. Since then, patient has opted to have a conservative treatment, which includes chiropractic treatment, acupuncture, and physical therapy medications. And patient has been trying to do her own therapy as well. He reports recently her elevator is not working, and hence she has to go up and down the elevator 3 floors, causing more worsening of the pain. Currently, she is not undergoing physical therapy. She has been discharged from therapy. Chiropractic treatment caused her severe pain, so she is not going for chiropractic treatment either. She is seeing a neurologist, which is monitoring her brain trauma and headaches. And she does not want any injection treatments. She doesn't want any consultation to the spine surgeon for possible spine surgery for her lumbar spine and cervical spine. She's unable to sleep well, and she's going to a hand surgeon for DMC for a ganglion repair that suddenly happened. Her primary care doctor has referred her. The radiation of pain to the upper arm and lower extremities is not reported, very minimal. And she has been informed about spinal cord stimulation device also that she refuses. Currently, pain level is around 9. And patient reports ADLs are affected 9 with the 20 to 30% improvement in the symptoms overall. The patient quit coming for injection treatment as she was having a apnea episode under anesthesia. The patient, please review the records for the ADLs for review of system for additional issues and substance abuse as well as compliance program. In the vital signs, blood pressure is 121/72, pulse is 61, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam comes from previous visit, dated 7/25/2024, dictation number 0804-013. Plan is patient is continuing on metoprolol, losartan, and Topro 100, losartan 100, which is okay, keeping the blood pressure down. And once again, she is not undergoing physical therapy. She is provided with the following medication: naproxen 500 twice a day, Elavil 50 mg at night for sleep and gait disorder, Prilosec 20 mg twice a day, 60 tablets. Tylenol with codeine number 3, 15 tablets are provided for pain relief. Physical therapy is ordered once a week now, and it will be discontinued after some time. Thank you so much. Our labs have been reviewed. New labs have been ordered also.